Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Wooey!
Now I have to do
no.
it. Now I have to. All right.
Yes.
Well, let's have some poetry.
Please.
Yeah. So this is a poem written by Larry McWhorter, recited by himself and Waddy Mitchell.
And Waddy Mitchell.
Yeah. It's a great back and forth thing, talking about dally roping and tied hard and fast. Yeah, it's Cowboys Count Your Blessings.
Two Waddies rode together over the western halves of gray. 'Twas a buckaroo from Utah and a hand from the Lone Star State.
And although they were raised some different of friends, they were the best, so of each other's tack and ways, they often could make jest.
Hot debates was often floored of grazing bits or spades, center fires or double rigs, leather straps or braids.
Each piece stands the test of time, each serves a certain need, and each is worth its weight in gold, they finally both agreed.
The sticky part, as you might guess, in talk of right and wrong, was whether you should dally up or if you should tie on.
Crazy folks like you should be kept up in a cage. Just take your wraps and you, my friend, might see a ripe old age. It's easy on the cattle. It's easier on the horse. And so it stands to reason it's easier on you, of course.
Texas says, now, buckaroo, that little spiel was nice, but it don't do horse nor cow no good if you have to catch them twice. Why, I've saved your twine a dozen times, all 60 feet of it. You wasn't criticizing then, to that you must admit. Now, the far west has big ranges, and they mount good crews, but then, to work one single baby calf takes twice as many men.
Okay, you saved my string. I must confess it's true. But I'd rather lose 100 ropes than go what you went through. That time old Peaches blowed the cork and wrapped you in the middle, me and old Shrade Walden got your smart self off the griddle. Cowboy, count your blessings that you didn't buy the farm, and all you got out of that little wreck was the big white cast on your arm.
Texas grin. When you cut a man's line, you cut it off up towards the noose, 'cause instead of one long, I've got two shorts, and neither is of much use. And though it's broke, my arm's still here, and in 6 weeks it'll mend. But I've still got all my God-give parts, and you can't say that, friend. The first time that we ever met and I shook hands with you, I noticed that your right forepaw was short a toe or two. Now, you speak of counting blessings, and I think that's just fine. So I'll keep my horn knot in my rope, 'cause I can still count all of mine.
Yep, you can't count your blessings if you're a dally roper.
You got to take your boots off.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you know, but tying hard and fast. Oh my gosh, I've seen some wrecks.
You know, and that reminds me of a story that Dad told.
Yo.
You know, back when he was younger.
Right.
They did tie hard and fast.
They did. Yeah.
Well, he was riding a green broke colt.
Yep.
He tied on to an old soggy 1,200 pound cow.
Yep.
Well, the colt went to bucking.
Yeah.
And pitched him over the top.
Right.
And just as the rope come tight it come
again
up under his armpit.
Yep.
And give him a pitch over the fence.
Flipped him over. Yep.
And the guy that he was with says, "Don't dog her, Jim Limp. Give me a chance to heal her.
I'll heal her.
I'll get her healed."
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to seen that wreck.
I would love to have seen that wreck. I understand that same person that said, "Don't dogger, Jim," was one of the Warburtons from Grouse Creek, Utah.
Right. Yeah.
And he's the one who gave Dad that set of Crowfoot spurs.
Spurs, yeah.
Yeah, he took them off his boots and gave it to him. And he says, "You know, today I've seen a fella big enough that could handle these spurs."
Handle these spurs, yeah. That is correct, yeah.
And then he gave them to me.
You got them.
Got them, and I didn't even have to steal them from him. Yeah. He gave them to me. And he said, "I think I see a man that's big enough to use these spurs
now."
Oh,
man, what a legend.
That's a compliment.
Legacy
coming
there.
From our dad. Yeah. Holy cow, yep. Well, now I have to do it. I have to do it. Do you remember back when the Dodge National Circuit Finals was in Pocatello?
Mm-hmm.
We used to go every year.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I remember one rodeo in particular, one of the bullfighters, and it was actually the barrel man.
Okay.
The barrel man was in the arena during bareback riding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this little rope, and he was playing around, and he was, you know, throwing a rope at horses
things.
And the announcer says, "You can't catch that horse."
That's right.
And the barrel man says, "I'll bet you $5."
$5.
Says, "Okay." This horse come running by him, 9-0, threw the rope out, got clear out at the end of the knot, holding on to the knot, and he caught this bareback horse.
I remember that.
It jerked the rope out of his hands, but then the barrel man ran over to the announcer's booth and held his hand down and said, "Give me my $5.
Exactly. Yep. Well, it's kind of like when you roped that pig.
No.
Kind of just about the same.
Mine was pure skill.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, do you remember Tiki Punch?
I'm not sure.
The horse Tiki.
Okay. I think I do. Little Sorrel.
Little Sorrel horse.
Yeah. Okay. I remember
not
Tiki.
Not a POS, but a POA.
POA.
Yeah.
Or both.
Well, we were at the rodeo grounds with the Peterson boys.
I remember this. I sure hope Nels is listening.
I hope
this.
So, too.
Yeah, Nels. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, we thought, well, we ought to buck old Tiki out and see what happens.
That's right. Tiki was my horse. Yeah. I remember now. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So we threw the bareback rigging on him and turned the gate open, and he just walked out.
Yeah, right.
Well, I wonder what he'd do if we flanked him.
We put a flank strap on, not just any flank strap.
No, horsehair.
But it was a horsehair rope.
A horsehair rope that we'd found somewhere.
We decided to flank this little POA.
So we got him reloaded, threw this flank on there, and threw the gate open, and Nels kablooey.
Boom. And Nels is a heck of a hand.
He's a good rider.
He was a good bronc rider.
Yes, he was.
He really was.
But I think he Tiki blew up.
He did, and that was back when there wasn't any rodeos going on. I remember the ground being
they
hard.
They hadn't peeled it.
It was like cement
cement hard.
And he hit.
He did, and as I recall, I think he hurt his wrist, but I'm not real sure.
was holding his wrist.
It was a good bronc ride anyway.
Oh, Nels, I hope you're listening.
He didn't make the first jump.
Send us a voicemail if you're listening. You heard this
Nels.
One. Yeah, that's right. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but the good news is T. Scott Wilburn is singing to us. This is Last Car on the Road.
The last car on the road tonight. It passes through all the flashing yellow lights. They all go automatic after midnight in this sleepy little town. She said she had to see a friend. Now it's 1 a.m. and he's alone again. He follows her, but stays behind because he's afraid she'll know. He waits until they close the bar and watches them leave in separate cars. Follows those taillights to a house and they go in. She's alone with him, but there's still some doubts, at least until those lights go out. He thinks of all her years together and then blames himself. holds his tears, tries to be a man. A warm plastic glass of bourbon in his hand. Now he wishes for someone to talk to, but there's not a soul in sight. He's the last car on the road tonight. Stars, early morning sky. Never saw it coming, never dreamed she'd lie. Wishing he'd never made her cry. There'd been so many times he'd leave her alone and he'd go out. Now where was the friend she'd been living without? Where was the love that she watched just up and fade away? His tears, tries to be a man. A warm plastic glass of bourbon in his hand. He wishes for someone to talk to, but there's not a soul in sight. He's the last car on the road tonight.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. Now, the T. Scott Wilburn and the Shut Up and Playboys, that's the best band name ever.
By Bar None.
Bar None.
Bar None.
Ever. Yes. Yep, that's right.
That is an awesome name.
No doubt. So, we were talking about roping the bucking horse at the Dodge National Circuit Finals. You can't do that. Well, watch me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That reminded me of the one-armed bandit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't drive those horses up there. You can't drive those longhorns up there.
Can't be done.
Last I remember, I think he did a buffalo.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this is, he's got his horse trailer such that he has trained these animals. They can get up onto the flatbed of his pickup and then onto the top of his horse trailer.
Yeah, and he's just guiding his horse with his feet.
And he can get up there and he can turn his horse around.
Uh-huh.
He can get, and if anybody can get a buffalo up there,
hats off.
Now, that's a heck of a
hand.
Hats
off. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Also,
wonder whatever happened to him. Haven't seen him.
He's still around.
Is he?
Still around. I see him periodically.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Getting a little long in the tooth.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, boy, isn't that a true story? And I think that was that the same rodeo that Whiplash went underneath the trailer tongue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whiplash, the
under the wagon tongue.
Cowboy monkey on top of the border collie.
Yeah, that collie scraped him right off.
Went right in between the vehicle and the trailer and scraped him off on the trailer tongue.
Well, even Whiplash needs to earn his spurs.
Well, that's true.
You know, probably, we've all got wrecks.
Probably
right?
Had a broken nose, too, right?
What was left of
it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, okay. Challenge me.
Yeah.
That was like one of our rodeos that I had set this up before, and I said, after the barrel race, and I said, my grandma can run those barrels faster than you. Yeah. And we dressed a guy up in a grandma costume, and he went out on his dirt bike and ran the barrels. Yeah.
And he did turn
He did faster. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. Doug Vickery didn't like what it did to the arena. But
neither did the barrel race.
No. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week. That's right. We're going to run a show featuring the talents of Red Steagall.
That's right.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I think I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Well, there. Now I have
now
to
Now I
do
got
it.
It.
Yeah.